Lighthouse Catholic Media is excited to present you with this installment of Truth Be Told, the first ever Catholic youth and young adult download of the month club. With this program, you'll be receiving monthly presentations of informative and inspiring talks by some of the world's best Catholic speakers. To check out what else is going on with the youth programs at Lighthouse, follow us on Twitter or visit us at tbtdownloadclub.com. Dr. Scott Hahn is professor of biblical theology at the Franciscan University of Steubenville in Steubenville, Ohio, and the director of the St. Paul Center for Biblical Theology. A former Presbyterian minister, Dr. Hahn was once a militant opponent of the Catholic Church who believed the Church should be publicly denounced. After being received into the Church, his powerful conversion story has become the most widely distributed Catholic audio recording of all time. He is considered to be one of the most inspirational and influential Catholic theologians and biblical scholars in the United States today. Dr. Hahn is also the best-selling author of numerous books, including Rome Sweet Home, The Lamb's Supper, Reasons to Believe, and A Father Who Keeps His Promises, which are available at scotthahn.com. In this presentation, Dr. Hahn discusses the Mass in relatable and engaging ways. And now, here's Dr. Scott Hahn.
I'd like to begin with a story, but unfortunately I cannot vouch for its veracity, so I'm not positive it ever happened, but I think it's a good one anyway. It's a story of a young man who had become a priest and was assigned to be a pastor, an associate pastor at a local parish. In his first week there, the senior pastor, his boss, said, "Father, you are going to be doing all the pastoral visits," which basically meant when new people moved into town, you would drop in and invite them to church to attend Mass. And so, by obligation, he went out one Saturday afternoon because right across the street from the parish, the moving truck had pulled away and a young lady had just moved in. And so he walked up to the front door, he knocked, nobody came. He heard some commotion inside, but still nobody answered the door. So he rang the doorbell and waited some more and waited some more and realized they weren't going to open. So he knew what he had to do. He pulled out his card, his calling card, and on the back he wrote Revelation 3:20. And he slipped into the door and went back to the church. A half hour later, the lady opened the door and pulled the card out, looked at it. She found a Bible. She turned to the back and she looked up Revelation 3:20, and this is what she read. "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and dine with them and they with me." He had made his point. But what he didn't expect was to see that same card show up in the collection basket the very next morning. So after Mass, in the sacristy, he pulls it out, and Revelation 3:20 is scratched out. And in its place, she had written Genesis 3:10. So now it was his turn. He pulled out a Bible, turned to the beginning, and he read Genesis 3:10. "I heard your voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself." Genesis 3:10. I begin with that story because it reminds us that a little knowledge of the Bible can be a very helpful thing. It can be useful in everyday life. And I think it's especially true for you because the Word of God is going to be what shapes and defines you as Catholic men and women. As St. Jerome once said, ignorance of Scripture is ignorance of Christ. And so it was by coming to know sacred Scripture that I came to know Jesus better, but I also came to recognize him in the Eucharist. After many years of being a non-Catholic, after many years of being an anti-Catholic, I'll get into that later. But I would say that it's truer now than it's ever been, because you're growing up at a point in time where knowing the Word of God, trusting the Word of God, and obeying the Word of God is going to make the difference between life and death. And this is true not just because you're living in the 21st century.